you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, Andrew Gribble here, live in Berea in the Dog Bowl. We have the pleasure and honor to have Xavier Cooper, defensive lineman of your Cleveland Browns, draft pick of the Cleveland Browns as well. So, Xavier, what's going on, man?
I'm excited to be here. Excited to get started. Can't wait for the season to start.
Absolutely. Just like the Browns fans, they are ready for the season to get started. Before we get to football, you and I talked off air just about the building the bikes outside and the player involvement and the outreach that you guys have and the impacting the young people in the local area. Just talk about how fun it was to build the bikes and making an impact.
Well, it was crazy because I sat down with my mom and my pops. And, I have a similar plan to giving bikes back to, the Boys and Girls Club in my community in Tacoma, Washington. So this was really neat. When I heard you guys were doing this, I was so excited. And I think the rest of the rookies were excited, too. It was a good experience.
Absolutely. And I just want to rewind and go back to the draft process. And the many times we've had different draft picks that have been selected by the Cleveland Browns, every single one of them, whether it was via phone or a visit of some sort, they had some type of inclination that they were going to end up a Cleveland Brown. Was that true in your case?
Not necessarily, okay. But, to be here in this type of city, in this environment was great because I'm from a blue-collar, city, Tacoma, Washington. We work hard. We're the little brother to Seattle, so Seattle's the big, fast city. You come to Tacoma, you're going to find hard workers there. So, and I like Cleveland a lot because they keep it real here. They do. They really keep it real.
Yes, they do.
Xavier, walk us through that Friday night. What's going on at your house, and what did you think when ultimately the Browns traded up to bring you here?
Well, it was crazy because they did come to Tacoma and work me out, and I took them to a teriyaki spot actually in Tacoma, one of the best teriyaki spots that I've ever had. And I've been a lot of places here. So, when they came, I really felt like I bonded with, Coach O'Neal and Coach Weaver. And, I liked everything the Browns are about. Their attacking style defense, and I love that you're trying to build this city, back up and as well build this, this franchise back up. Because, look at the numbers, the Browns have been a good team. They've been a good team, in the past. So, that night, I didn't think anything of that the Browns are going to call. And that's how they say. They say usually you never know. You never know. You've been there.
I didn't know I was going to go to San Diego.
You don't know. So, that night – it's getting down to the 90s, and I'm like, man, I might want to move this till Saturday, to the next day. And I'm talking to my mom, and I'm like, yeah, let's just tell everybody to go home. So I stepped outside, and I called my nephew. He's actually incarcerated, but he's getting out in a couple of days. So I was real excited about that. And I'm talking to him, and he's like, man, everything's going to work out. It's a blessing you're here anyways. You get to do a lot of things that a lot of people don't do. And boom, I look at my phone, and it's Ohio area code. And I'm like, you're getting them goosebumps in your hands, and you're like, okay. So I hand the phone to my other nephew, and I answer the phone, and it's, Coach O'Neal and Ray Farmer, and them guys are excited, and I'm going crazy, and I walked into the house, and everybody's just, and I'm like, it's the best feeling I ever had. I wish everybody could go through it, but
sure.
It's a great feeling.
It is a great feeling, and I just want to share with you, Mike Pettine had an impromptu appearance on this very same show, and actually off the air, shared with us the frustration that at the Atlanta Falcons and their staff had with the Cleveland Browns moving up and taking you. So there were other teams seeking you who thought you might drop and that you were going to be a steal maybe later, early in the fourth round. But you were, of course, the Cleveland Browns sought out and made the pick as they did last year in the draft a few times and got a guy that they wanted. And that's got to feel real good.
It feels real good. And I can tell you guys, my buddy, my best friend, Desmond Trufant, is the corner for Atlanta Falcons. And he actually told me that their coaches was kind of upset that it happened. And he told him, he said, you guys had a chance.
He
said, you guys had a chance. And I'm so blessed to be here. And I think this is the right fit for me. And it is the right fit for me because it happened.
Xavier, what have these last month been like for you? And maybe what's been the biggest adjustment just being in this building?
The biggest adjustment will obviously be to the playbook. Different than college, you may as a defense lineman probably have three or four plays you're going into a game with. Now you're going to a game with 25 to 32 plays, and there's checkdowns, there's things that you have to rearrange within your defense to change to the offense's offense. So that's been the biggest thing for me is just, you know, finding where I'm at, you know, getting comfortable, getting the confidence back, you know, because, you know, we were coming out of, you know, college, you know, a senior, and, you know, you're the head, you're the top dog. Now you go here and you're starting all over. So it's just building that confidence back and, you know, maintaining that self-talk every play.
We're joined by rookie defensive lineman Xavier Cooper. Xavier, share with Cleveland Browns fans who may have not followed your career all the way out on the West Coast up at Washington State, share with them what their expectations are going to be when they see you on the field. I know the coaches that were impressed by your first step, your penetration, the disruption. Share with everybody who you are as a player and what they can look forward to seeing at First Energy Stadium.
Well, you know, first as a player, I'm going to handle myself, you know, off the field great too, because I think there's a lot of players, you know, not handling themselves as a professional off the field and not setting a good example. You know, I want to set a good example for my nieces and my nephews as well as my kids, you know, one day, because that's my legacy. And, you know, as far as the field, you know, I'm going to go out there and play hard, you know, play hard to the, you know, to the last snap. You know, I love the game. I'm passionate about it. I love getting better. And that's the thing. At this level, you got to love to get better, because even when you're an 8-year pro, you know, like Joe Thomas, he's out there every day trying to get better. And that's something I look up to, you know, because he doesn't have to do that, but, you know, he wants to. And that's the beauty of the game, is you just want to get better every day. And that's what I'm here to do.
What's excited you most about this defense that, you know, all these guys are talking about the comfort that they have coming into it? You're a new guy, but can you tell the confidence and excitement about it?
Yeah, I can tell that, you know, the vets, they're real high on it. And I can tell everybody's anxious to really, you know, get out there. Everybody's, you know, everybody has something to prove, and you can see it in the room. And I think we're clicking, you know, well together. You know, obviously, you know, this is just the beginning. You know, we still got training camp. We haven't even finished up OTA. So, you know, I think everything's moving, you know, as we plan.
Now, again, I mentioned the fact that, you know, you're from Tacoma, went to Washington State. I made the transition from Ohio to San Diego. You've made the transition from, you know, the Pacific Northwest here to Cleveland. So how has Cleveland treated you? Are you comfortable? You mentioned you love the people, you love the blue collar aspect, but how has your transition to Cleveland and the weather that you'll have to deal with in the upcoming year has been so far?
Well, actually in Washington, as you guys know, it rains a lot of rain, and it's rained a few days here, but I also went to Washington State, and then that's on the east side of the mountains in Washington, and it snows. You know, it has the same seasons as in Ohio. So I think I'm going to be used to the snow, but I don't know if it gets as cold as it does in Pullman. So I'm going to have to get used to that. That hawk's going to hit me right when I walk out the house every day.
Yeah, something people might not know about you is you played a different sport kind of growing up, but kind of focus on it. Just let people know, what were you doing before you kind of became Xavier Cooper, the football player?
Well, I started off playing soccer. A lot of people don't know this, and you have to ask me. I started off playing soccer at a young age, started out playing, you know, 7. That was my first sport, you know, and I love soccer. I was a forward, you know, and I loved to get to the goal. I ran people over and I scored goals.
Ran them over?
Yeah, ran them over. And that's part of the reason why I'm
not
here.
Dribble around, run them over.
It was part of the reason why I'm here, because, you know, as I got older, I got bigger. And, you know, these soccer moms are like, he can't be out there. You know, he's way too big. So, you know, that's when, you know, my mom and my dad kind of moved me to basketball. And then I went to AAU basketball. But, you know, I was growing, you know, this way, you know, but not taller. So I was getting bigger, but I wasn't getting taller. So then that's when, you know, my high school coach for football, he said, you know, told my dad, come out. You know, he might have a chance to go to Division I. He's athletic. And so from there it took off. You know, when I got to Washington State, I didn't think of playing in the NFL. I just thought about, you know, getting my education, you know, trying something different. You know, it's free education. A lot of people don't have free education, so I took that opportunity, and, you know, I'm just blessed to be here.
You absolutely are. Everybody who gets an opportunity to play a game for a living is very, very blessed. Xavier, my last question for you before we let you go is, whose game in the National Football League right now along the defensive line does your game, or do you look up to and want to be like one day? And then the second part of my question is, who on the defensive line in that room, which is a very competitive room, has been kind of a mentor for you right now, kind of teaching you the ropes of being a pro?
Well, there's two guys I watch on tape a lot, you know, and that's Michael Bennett from the Seattle Seahawks. His penetration, his quickness off the ball. And then also, you know, a guy that Coach Pett, Coach Weaver, and Coach O'Neal were around was Kyle Williams of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
He plays extremely hard, undersized guy, but, you know, plays like he's, you know, 6'6", 300. And I like everything that his game, you know, he shows in his game, his quickness, his hands, his explosion off the ball. So those two guys I kind of mimic. And as far as our D line room, we have a lot of good guys in there. You know, Phil Taylor, Dez Bryant, John Hughes, Kitch. Like we have a lot of guys. So
very deep group.
And Randy Starks is the old head. Randy's the old head. So I just try to pick their brains. You know, I might ask Randy a different question than I ask John because Randy's been in there longer. You know, but John's gonna be able to respond to me different because he's younger than me. You know, he's younger. He's the same age kind of. So you know, all those guys. Tough room, competitive room, but you know, I think we're gonna all fit well together.
Absolutely. Well, Xavier, thank you so much for your time. Again, thank you for your time to Build Bikes. Enjoy your weekend and look forward to your last week of OTAs next week.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. There it is. Xavier Cooper, your rookie defensive lineman for your Cleveland Browns, spending time with us, excited for the season to get here. You're listening to Matt Wilhelm, Andrew Gribble on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Can you feel it? Now it's coming.